Good afternoon and welcome back to the Talking Angels. We're live in the studios of Wi-Fi 1460 AM. And I'm Ann, and right to my extreme right is
Rita. Hello and welcome back to Talking Angels. We're very excited to be bringing on our special guest. Her name is Dr. Elizabeth Severino. She is an animal psychic, but also a healer, a teacher, and she's done so many wonderful things with so many people. She's going to be talking to us today about animal communication, and later on in the show, we'll be having a segment on prayer. So, having said that, please welcome Dr. Elizabeth Severino.
Well, hello, Ann and Rita.
Hello, Dr. Liz. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you. Well, we had a little delay there bringing you on. I apologize for that. Some technical details here, but we're glad we brought you on. So before we get started, I wondered if maybe you could give everybody just a little description. I'm probably not doing justice to you in the description I just gave. You've done so many wonderful things, but can you give us an idea of the kind of work that you do, Dr. Liz?
I would love to do that, and thank you so much for the question. Primarily, my work is in several different categories. People know me best as an animal communicator. In my service as an animal communicator, I help both people and animals now in 32 countries.
Wow.
16 of which I've been to. The rest have been by telephone or internet. I also am an energy healer. I have been to many countries, including, of course, the United States, Canada, and Mexico, and others on other continents, and studied with quite a number of very advanced healers, energy healers, and spiritual healers. And I bring that very profound energy into all that I do, as I'm sure you know, in your situations in your lives. Once you've made contact with the angels, they're just with you all the time. And once
Absolutely.
You've made contact with the Holy Spirit, who's primary interest is our greatest joy and our greatest happiness, is with you all the time. So I couldn't turn the healing off even if I wanted to at this point.
Mm-hmm. You know,
a third thing that I do is I help people as an intuitive counselor and as a coach. I have a very strong background in the corporate world, including a stint as a Fortune 500 company vice president. So I'm still very much sought after in the corporate world, in the business world, to just, in some cases, just listen to the energy of something. And some people hire me just to sit in meetings so that I can bring everybody into resonance or bring people into congruence and or point out where the incongruences are so that they can have the opportunity to bring people into congruence in a particular meeting.
Wow, that's a really interesting concept. I wish they had had that when I was in the business world.
Well, you know, the concept has been around for a very long time, but not in this country.
Yeah.
You know, that concept of bringing in someone who resonates at a very high level and who can immediately discern where something is off of the resonance or out of sync, out of right relations with the agenda. Usually it has to be a high-level agenda, obviously, otherwise the energy doesn't work, but the out of resonance or out of right relation with the action of the company or the business or the meeting, that's very, very important for them. The first time I actually did that, it was for Japanese companies. The Japanese absolutely understand the importance of being in complete congruence to move towards a goal or an outcome. And one of the things that surprised me immensely is that in Japanese meetings, and if an idea is presented, you absolutely are not allowed to say that there's something wrong with that idea.
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing. You're only allowed to talk about the strengths of the ideas presented.
Wow.
And the idea with the most strengths is the one that wins.
Wow, how about
that? The one that's voted on. That really surprised me, and I had that phenomenal insight several decades ago. And I thought, what would happen if we ran our own businesses that way? You know, if that approach to a harmonious way of coming to an agreement could
right.
be implemented. And I've pretty much, as an executive, that's how I ran my meetings.
So were you able to find that people in the corporate world were accepting of this idea here in the United States, or was it a hard sell to get them?